Slurp
that's
it up
so
later.
Gross when you do that.
It's not.
Oh.
It is. It's not.
It's gross.
Just have it later, Ty. Slurp it up.
Quick. It's going to go on you.
There you go.
A save.
All right.
Are we on yet?
Yes.
Are we on there?
So this is the first episode of Paul's Offensive Opinionated Podcast.
Oh, no.
Otherwise known as
Poop.
Poop. Poop.
Poop.
Today is Sunday, March 22nd, in the middle of the quarantine.
Quarantine, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, we're doing a great job. We had the gun store yesterday.
Hey, that is essential.
It is essential. We will
spend that is necessity.
How much money was totally spent there?
No, we don't want
to. Let's not bring that up.
We don't want to advertise that.
We don't want to advertise.
We're helping the local economy.
Oh, that's yeah.
Right. We're
yeah.
buying local.
With an essential business.
With an essential business.
Essential business, yes.
Yeah.
Only the necessities.
Yeah. Big booms.
Thousands of dollars in necessities.
They're all so shiny, too.
I don't know. This is my mic. You're so annoying.
Yeah.
So, we're in the middle of a quarantine having the time of our lives.
Uh-huh.
Maintaining our social distancing.
Yeah, yeah, I'm so glad we're doing that. So, in Northern Illinois, of which we are residing, we have the lovely Governor Cabbage Patch.
King Cabbage Patch.
King Cabbage Patch. If you look up Governor
Pritzker, this is a family show.
No, it's not. I never set it up as a family show. I set it up as a comedy show.
Prickster.
Prickster, there we go.
Prickster.
Governor Prickster and our lovely two friends and former roommates of my little brother. Say hello, little brother.
Not former. Current. Next year.
Current.
Next year.
We
can still go back.
I'm saying that we still go back.
No.
Nah, there's no way.
They called us online already.
God, we like them, but they ain't moving in here.
Yeah. I heard we're bringing Dave with us, too. And maybe
all the way down.
The basement is quarantined.
Yeah. Buddy from Pella's not coming, though. He's stuck
he's
there.
He's a Sally.
Yeah. So you guys obviously used to go to school in Minnesota.
Yeah, and now we just live
so
there.
So why don't you introduce yourselves real quick? So first and foremost.
Yeah, Aiden. I don't know why are we supposed to introduce ourselves. That's my name. I'm one of Russ's roommates.
He's a tyrant.
I'm a tyrant. Well, with an iron fist.
Just to be fair, though, he hasn't won in the past three games of Game of Thrones.
It's okay.
And?
Oh, I'm Tyler. Good times.
Good times.
We're just hanging out, having a great old time. Russ's roommate.
Tyler, good times from now then.
Yeah, good times from now then. It's actually
it's a real place.
It's a real place. It's a real place. Look it up.
How many is it, like 4,000 people?
4,443 to be exact.
Are you sure that hasn't changed?
Well, see now.
Has someone adopted a dog?
The census is this year, so we will see if it's gone up.
See how many you have to kill off.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's what Corona's for.
Yeah. Thank you, Chinese government.
The Chinese virus, but that's offensive.
No, it's not.
The Chinese Wuhan virus.
They are communists.
What'd you call it?
Oh, the Wuhanic plague.
You mean the Kung Flu?
Kung Flu, yeah.
Kung Flu!
Oh, something wrong.
Something is very wrong.
Doctor something wrong.
Oh, my word. All right, so we've already started on our...
Offending.
Yeah, or on our offensive... Everybody have any offensive opinions. Offensive opinions. That's what this is. You know, we have the O's of the poop and, you know, offensive opinionated podcast. Mm-hmm. That's what this is. So... Who wants to start their offensive, opinionated portion of this podcast?
Can I talk about what I want to do with Chicago?
Yes, please.
Build the wall.
No, he wants
Thank
to do...
you.
Well, he wants to end
that's
that.
Good. That's the start.
All right, you know, we'll just get right into it. Build the wall is exactly what I would say. And
no,
what I mean,
you want to make it Hunger Games.
Yeah,
style.
So you build a wall around
like a Thunderdome.
It.
All the way around.
Build a wall around it, over the top, drop in all of the guns, ammunition, all you
and
need.
Wait.
Yeah, and just let them kill each other.
Yeah.
And to pay for it, we put cameras in there and broadcast it on TV.
That's the Hunger Games. Made about
there you
that.
Go.
Years ago, in my day, you dropped your cookie. Back in my day, there was a movie that came out called Escape from New York. That's exactly what they did. They built a wall around the city and just let them be who they were.
Really?
Yeah.
It
was a wicked movie back in the day.
Good.
Yeah,
that's normal
after,
now.
And it was after black and white. Movies.
Yeah.
And there was actually color.
Did they have sound?
Yes. Seems to me Kurt Russell was in it.
Now, would you make it interesting, like throw in guns and ammunitions, or would you make it like just throw in a bunch of samurai swords?
Oh, I'd put
like,
in
crossbows,
everything. Literally every killing machine you could think of, I'd put in there. From like rocks to bombs.
Like, what about
anything in between?
You right. start off with just like rocks and clubs, but hidden throughout the city are right. techno boxes. Like, and if you game. Unlock a yeah. techno box, you then get a higher and gun. Higher weapons. And so as the seasons progress,
you know, and the people die.
As season yeah. five is, you've gone from clubs and sticks to, you know, we've got Civil War bayonets by season five, and they unlock a techno box by the end of that, and then boom, we've just yeah. marked ourselves up.
You win points and gold coins.
Yeah, points and gold coins.
Yeah, sell enough. Skins. I mean, I see a huge moneymaker here.
Explain skins. You're not selling skins. You're selling outfits.
Outfits. Yeah, I guess.
Well, so, we gotta clarify.
You could sell skins. It just get really just sick and twisted.
I just don't think there's a market
depends
for
what
that.
Race you are.
If you dehydrate it, it's like jerky.
Oh. Which one's yeah. tougher, though?
Well, we'll have to airdrop in food because Chicago.
No, they'll figure it out. No,
they can't sustain.
They can eat each other.
Just to one side.
Yeah.
Ooh, we could do that. Ooh,
makes the fight more.
Yeah, and then when there's finally one group left over, then you send the Marines in and kill them.
Yeah.
And then you
no,
start
National
over.
Guard.
Yeah, the yeah. National Guard.
When they're done serving food.
Yeah.
You send in a virus.
No.
And just name it like the Bud Light virus. Because you can't redo Corona.
Well, it is the Chinese virus, so Corona's safe.
I heard a joke the other day. Somebody was like, they were imitating President Trump, and they're like, oh yeah, we gotta have, you know, we gotta have the wall. And then all of a sudden he heard the coronavirus came in and he goes, good, we're ahead of it. And oh wait, it's coming from China? Why is it called Corona then?
Goodness gracious.
Because Heineken was used already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was Heineken. That in like 1942?
The Heineken.
I don't like ya.
I like a Heineken.
Then who shows up?
Tequila.
Tequila.
We left you warm in the car, man.
Yeah, through the lay. Andale. Oh, so that's your so a wall around Chicago yeah. and just dropping in guns and
let them kill
each
other.
Yeah,
kind of like now without cops.
Yeah,
just the cops out. Same thing.
Yeah, and then you protect the pedestrians.
Mm-hmm. That's not terrible. I mean,
could be worse.
No, it really could be worse.
No, there's no gun violence in Chicago. It's the
they
have gun control.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have stickers on the doors.
No guns allowed.
Stickers save lives.
Yeah, apparently.
Don't you forget it.
We need to have that as like a bumper sticker. Stickers save lives.
Yeah. We just found a merchandising opportunity.
Something to do at work.
You can't go to work, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do. We're, what do they call it? We're
essential.
Essential, yes. I work for an essential
company.
And a friend of mine is a veterinarian, says he's working also. They were deemed essential.
Dogs are
I read
important.
The other day.
Cats yes. not as much, but dogs yes.
Yep. I read the other day that there were some companies in Los Angeles, like bowling alleys and stuff, that stayed open. They didn't care. And so, but you know, you got the communist government of California. God, yeah. I'd love to blow them right
build
off
the wall.
The coast.
Did I say that already?
Yeah.
We can
build a wall.
Wait. We need to invoke
an
like an earthquake. Yeah, an earthquake. Have Nevada become wine country.
That's right.
Yeah, we got the San Andreas.
If it falls off, it's going to get real wet real fast.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Oopies.
Sorry.
Oh, we're starting off good today, boys.
How about you? Let's just better listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's a lot of editing in your phone.
What you got, Horace Rice?
I don't think this one's
going to be. Got an opinionated... Man.
I'll let Aiden go first. I gotta think of one. Aiden always has something going in his head.
I don't know, opinions.
Just repeat everybody else's.
Really terrible opinions. The few opinions that I do have, I just have very strongly. So, for example, pineapple pizza.
Is it a good thing?
Good thing
it's
about the
terrible thing.
And it's thank you. It's thank you.
And it's
that pineapples,
sweet salty mix.
No, pineapples
yeah.
don't
it's like
not,
chocolate covered
don't...
potato chips. You don't knock it till you try it. It's
wait,
good.
That one
wait,
try.
I'm going to knock it, and I'm
chocolate
not going to try it.
Chocolate covered potato chips. They're good.
No,
in
no I can see that. I can
they
see
have
that.
Cracker Barrel set sweet salty.
Oh,
man,
no.
Is
it
good? Sweet
salty. But there's a difference between the sweet and salty of like potato chips, which are salty, and chocolate, which is that sweet. It's a direct correlation. It's a direct correlation, whereas marinara sauce is different from normal salt.
That's true.
There's an added flavor.
See,
and there's
talking,
a sweet content.
And marinara. There's a sweet content.
I'm not talking a DiGiorno's pizza. Those are atrocious. You have to get a good pineapple and the ham pizza.
I think DiGiorno's are atrocious.
I'm sorry. If I have a good pizza, I am not going to ruin it.
Hey, thank you.
DiGiorno tried to kill you as a kid?
Yes, it did.
I would say.
Tell the story, tell the story.
He exploded as a toddler.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That boy can hit the ceiling from the top bunk.
Oh.
It was not pretty. Yeah.
That ass. It's so. Okay. When we went to Walmart, coming back from Montana, for those of you who don't know, Ty and I went snowmobiling out in Yellowstone.
Woo!
And great time. Fully recommend, especially because no one's there. Yeah, anyway.
Quarantining was great.
It was great. Yeah.
It was great. Anyway, we come back. We stopped at a Walmart.
We didn't get cowboy hats, though.
We didn't get... We needed cowboy hats.
We got cowboy hats.
Next trip.
What? Anyways. We were going to. Anyways, we'll tell you the story later.
Anyway, we stop at Walmart, and there's some people there, and I mean, there's a lot of shelves that are just cleaned out.
Everyone.
But in the pizza section, guess what's left? DiGiorno's. Almost full for that section. All the DiGiorno pizzas still there.
Was it because no one bought or because they delivered last?
Well, they're so expensive. They're like $7 a pizza, whereas everything is like $2.
True.
And they're so acidy.
Yeah, and so my dad was like, oh, let's, you know, DiGiorno's better. I'm like, yeah, but you can get 3 pizzas for the price of one.
Well, he was even looking at some of the other prices. Some were more expensive. They were all gone. DiGiorno's is just acidic.
I don't like their sauce.
No.
Okay, my controversial, I guess, opinion, all have to do with the French.
Yeah. Well, that's not really controversial.
Yeah. So I guess, or non-PC, and so my non-PC opinion about the French is that occupation didn't last long enough. That you go into France and they hate you. They're like, oh, the Americans. You know what?
Leave your money and go away.
Leave your money and go away. I think if occupation lasts another 15 years, we'd come and be like, Americans, thank you. You saved us. They would recognize. All right, there we go. I don't know. We should have dropped the bombs on the wrong place. That too.
Or we could have added a few to France. I don't think we got them in the wrong place. They definitely had it coming.
They had it coming.
I think we missed Tokyo, but that's my opinion.
We also missed Paris.
Yeah.
Wuhan bomb.
The Wuhan bomb. That's China, Dad.
I'm sorry. Well, you're a little left.
Not
the compass was off, okay?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
When the pilot says, what'd you say? The bombardier says, I didn't say anything and you dropped it. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll just send him a basket of flowers and some chocolate.
Yeah.
Good enough.
And pineapple pizza.
Yeah. Oh. We'll send him some blankets wrapped in disease.
Oh,
stop it.
Here, cover up. So it'll be okay.
God.
Okay.
What? We've been going for 13 minutes now.
Holy mackerel.
Time for us when you're having fun.
So, little brother, you've had time to think.
I'll just throw this out there. This is from Dad, I guess.
Don't blame me for your...
No, you will support this. Yoga pants should not come in anything...
Larger than medium.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not called yoga pants at that point.
I'll even accept large, but anything above that is a no.
No. Anything above that's lardage. And they're not yoga pants after medium. They're yogurt pants.
Oh.
Do you ever put yogurt in a Ziploc baggie and shake it? There you go, with legs.
Oh my God.
Brings the mini to badoink-a-doink.
No. Blah, blah. But can you spell it?
Order of Google Translate.
Yeah. Just Google Translate says gross.
It does not exist.
Yeah.
Does not compute.
I don't care how long ago you fat ones wore the size 3 that doesn't fit anymore. Just saying. She's a... No, husky. Excuse me.
Husky.
My bad. I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was too offensive.
No. No, that's fact. That's not offensive in fact. Sometimes they...
Facts don't care about your feelings.
No, they don't. Right.
Ben Shapiro, 2024.
Fat does.
Oh, gosh.
What? I can't be shocking. You've heard it all before.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, this is the section of the podcast where...
We've heard shut it off.
Where I'm going to go to Google.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to click on the first news article that pops up. So what's trending currently?
Corona.
Corona.
Yeah, better go to the second one.
Okay, something that annoys me, though, is that the fact all the stuff that is happening besides Corona...
There's nothing else happening.
Well,
there can't be.
That's it.
According to the internet.
Well, you know. But it's
according
like,
to the Communist News Network.
All the stuff that's happening CNN. And that's just no one knows about because it's all focused on Corona.
Right. Here's the thing. If I was in a small little country as their general, now would be the perfect time to host a coup. Perfect time to just off the president.
Hey, now,
and
leave my guy alone.
You know why? Because nobody is going to be looking at, you know, what Liechtenstein's doing right now.
Liechtenstein.
If I was the general of Liechtenstein, I would host a coup.
Can we just love the name Liechtenstein?
Liechtenstein, I have political ambitions, but my real, like, the dream ambition is to become ruler of Liechtenstein.
Ruler of the world.
It's a new ice cream flavor.
Sauerkraut?
Have some Liechtenstein!
Yeah.
Like, just an old, little, kind of modernized, small, little European nation. Have a nice castle.
Oh, God.
Just one.
Just a small one.
I don't want to be greedy.
No.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Until the next castle comes along.
Yeah, then we'll take it.
I'm just going to build onto my castle.
Talk, I've never seen rabbit trails so short in my life. There are so many rabbit trails with you guys. Sorry. At one point, you were pulling up a Google thing.
Yeah. So what's trending currently as of Sunday, March 22nd at 1:06 p.m.? Italy, World War II deaths.
World War II.
Italy
over,
shuts down all non-essential businesses after 793 die in one day.
Oof.
Jeez. And guess what?
It's hurtful.
They're probably all over, what, 60?
Well, probably all over 70.
Italy is an older population anyways,
it is.
I believe.
Well, a lot of those places, like Italy, Spain, I mean, they're...
Older population.
Especially on the coast and stuff where it's warmer. Mm. I mean, that's where a lot of people go to after they retire. They're just going to enjoy the beach. Enjoy the countryside.
Italian Riviera.
Yeah, not Paris.
I don't like
that. Not going to the city, they're going to the countryside.
Places
yeah,
no
reason to go to
good.
Paris other than one museum.
Louvre.
The Louvre. Louvre.
You could airlift me out of there at that point.
Yeah. Well, even hearing about some people that went on this past study abroad trip, they're talking about how they'd go in and see this beautiful art and they come out in the street and they just see like poop or something just or trash just sitting there on
it's
the art. Street.
Let's not trash the Parisians too much. You know, those are fine.
See, the art beautiful when you walk outside. Ugh.
Yeah.
Just coming into
no
just garbage.
Good.
No, Parisians are just going to work. You can't call them garbage.
No. Gosh.
Oh, no.
Well, in California, unfortunately, is the same way.
In the big cities, yeah.
Yeah. Because, yeah, they got homeless people just kind of, you know, taking a dump wherever they want and, you know, having living in tents on the sidewalk. And it's almost scarier to go to California than it is to, you know, to Chicago.
Is this a good point to bring up? Who represents that part of the country? Just saying.
Just saying.
It's the reason the Pelosi emoji is so popular.
What, the poop one?
Yeah.
The toilet swirl.
If you will look back on every post I've mentioned that name, it is not capitalized for a reason, and it is surrounded on both ends of the name by the Pelosi emoji. Every time that name is spelled on something that I post. Every time.
Poop
my own little, what do they call it?
Little dig.
Yeah, it's my own little underhanded little disrespectful thing that I do to make myself happy.
Mm-hmm. Or like the $1 trillion thing they're going to pass here pretty soon and just keep racking up that debt. Oh, but we're all going to get checks in the mail.
Yep.
Yeah, but we can't go and spend it.
I wouldn't mind $1,000.
Well, it is. I saw a meme a couple hours ago. It was like, y'all went from not my president to where's my check
real fast. Yeah. Yeah. All these natural tree huggers went from all natural, organic, went to buying the Clorox by the truck full.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it seems like overnight, athletes and singers just didn't matter as much as truck drivers and nurses and doctors.
Big stars really have a lot to say.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Go back to your little acting job. Pretend you're somebody else. Leave me alone.
Yeah. I have a job to do.
Your whole job, your whole occupation, your life revolves around pretending to be somebody else. Pretending to be someone important. You're not. You're just an actor. I'm a pipe fitter. I can get along without you. Can you get along without heat?
No, sir.
Ain't happening. Your toilet plugs up, what are you going to do? I don't know what to do. I'm an actor. I play a plumber on TV. Can I unplug your toilet? Nope. You call somebody who knows what they're doing. Somebody that matters. Okay, I'm done.
Essential.
Just saying. Yeah, essential. Is acting essential? Nope.
Yeah, sorry about it.
Yeah, I'll talk to you Friday when I'm done working.
I'm so glad you don't drink.
Sorry. Oh, man. I might become opinionated.
Might have got a hand.
Isn't that what alcohol does? Just accentuates what's already there?
Liquid courage, I believe.
It amplifies whatever's there already?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I could be amplified.
That's what coffee does, too.
Yeah, and I just had a cup full.
It's your empty again?
Colombian super duty.
No, that's not Colombian. That was Cameron's coffee.
That was Cameron's coffee. Thank you, Cameron, if you're listening.
We're enjoying your
coffee.
Here you go.
We need to maybe send him a new bag.
Yeah.
Nah, he's fine.
That's the brand name.
Cameron's the company name.
Cameron's coffee.
Yeah.
Not your roommate.
We bought it in his honor.
Oh, I see.
I thought it was his coffee.
That straight Colombian blend better, though. It's a little bit.
It's just not coffee. Just not after 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wow. No.
Good thing it's sweating naked in a snowstorm.
It's only a little after 1.
Yeah.
I didn't even sweat after this cup.
Yeah. That's because you haven't had 2 of them.
Must be pretend.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit. It wasn't too bad, but I like Colombian better.
Not Cameron.
Sorry.
Can't believe that guy.
Oh, Cameron.
Oh, man. Anyway. So you guys are heading back up north tomorrow.
Yep.
Don't spread the virus.
No shelter in place warning as of yet, so I think we're good to go.
Yeah.
But the National Guard's being called to serve food. Don't worry. Gosh, I got texts. Oh, the National Guard. They're getting called in. You're going to get stopped at the border and shot for driving. No, they're going to serve food. Calm down.
Travel is not limited.
My gosh.
Just don't kiss the toll booth operators.
I wouldn't want to.
They're not collecting tolls right now.
They're not?
You have to pay online.
Yeah. Oh. What about the automatic one? You just throw in the coins.
They don't have those anymore.
Mm-hmm. There is one self-service going towards Chicago.
That's right.
Oh.
There is.
See, remember the last time we came here and blew through all the tolls and blew through them all on the way back? Never got a check on the mail for them.
It usually takes about a year.
Well, they good luck getting money from me. That's all I'm saying. What are you going to do?
Yeah. I had a friend that...
Come find me.
...moved to Wisconsin. It was Tyler. Wrote on his... He had a little bit of employment in Illinois. Had a little bitty tax to pay, and on the memo line he goes, "This is the last cent you will ever get out of me, Illinois." And he sent me his tax payment. These are the last pennies you're ever going to get from me. I love it.
You won't get so much as a red dye.
Yeah. No, you won't.
Knives Out plug. If you haven't seen that movie,
great,
it's a good one.
Great movie. Great movie. Great movie.
Yes, the butler doesn't.
Yeah, the butler kills him.
In the boiler room.
Mm-hmm.
With
our
with the candlestick.
The pipe wrench.
Yeah!
Yeah!
It's like my neighbor. Yeah. The sprinkler fitter did it with a pipe wrench in the guy's front yard.
Cops took one look and went, we know what happened.
Yeah. Sorry about it.
There will be no investigation.
At least made it hard.
Yeah, you were easy.
You could have at least hid the body.
Why would I want to do that? Strung up on a tree up front.
That's the fun part.
We're trying to get coyotes. We put them in a tree.
Trying to attract bears.
Actually, apparently there has been a cougar around here.
Mountain lion. Cougar, whatever it is.
Oh, hope I see it.
Where?
Back here.
We should go find it.
Shoot. They used to be native around here, apparently.
Yeah. Well, it's just like jaguars used to be native down in like Arizona and Mexico, or New Mexico. There's actually trail cams of a couple coming back up a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Had some bears lately,
last couple of years.
Yeah. Up here?
Been a bear in the area. Yeah, they tend to wander out of their zone when they travel. They track them like from Rockford down through DeKalb and Ottawa and down. They've tracked them back that direction.
Hmm.
Or up, back up, I don't know. He was on the move. He covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
We had coyotes back home. My dad was walking the dog one night, and the coyotes were yipping and howling in the tree line. And so the next night they went up for a walk, and he brought the old 9mm with him. It was like getting near our dog, you're toast.
We hear him here all the time at night.
Yeah.
I was walking back from the barn one night, and there was a whole lot of them, you know, a few of them can sound like 100.
Yeah.
But they were, you know, right up in our... had to be right up in our fence line.
Oh, yeah.
You could hear them. They were howling and yipping. But then the ones close, quit, and you could hear him way in the distance in all directions. It was really, it was cool, but it was, you know, it's the first time I've ever walked across our property real late at night going, I kind of want to get my butt inside.
Yeah.
It just crossed my mind to go, there's a whole lot of coyotes out there.
Yeah. Well, the thing about coyotes is that they're getting a lot more brave, especially in the city. Yeah. You know, what used to be only for coons and cats are now, well, the coyotes are moving in too.
They're being pressured.
Yep. Hey, coyotes.
Well, like those wolves in Montana, those are right outside of our room.
Well, yeah, so we pull in everything and we're just waiting outside for a little bit. It's a beautiful night. And we hear this dog yapping in a trailer outside. And then we hear something else. It sounds a little different howling. We're going, look at Ty. No way.
Trying to draw that dog out. Yeah, trying to draw that dog out.
Oh.
That is a wolf,
and
sir.
It was a really cool sound, but kind of haunting.
Especially when it's real dark and off in the trees.
It sounded right in the trees over there. I'm like, you know what? Yep. We're going to stay inside tonight. Yeah. We're not going walking.
Tree wolves are going to get you.
Oh yeah,
tree wolves,
meth squirrels,
meth squirrels.
Gotta get us a meth squirrel.
Well, the other thing about coyotes is that they're like, especially during breeding season. You know, they get the dogs to follow the girl out there, and all of a sudden,
there's, you know, it's in heat.
Yeah, 30 coyotes, and there goes your dog.
There was a thing in Rockford. There were some coyotes in town. People were saying, keep an eye on your. If you got a small dog, you know. Take them out. Don't let them out. Yeah.
Oh, poor Rocks.
Or d'oeuvres.
That's why we need a bear dog.
She
could have a friend, and then the other one could eat them.
A German Shepherd.
Be nice. I like
German Shepherds. Shepherds are great.
Shepherd.
Yeah.
They shed a lot.
They all shed.
Yeah.
That's what anybody says.
I know I heard poodles don't, but I don't want a poodle.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, poodles.
Somebody'd see me.
Yeah.
Start calling me Fifi.
Fifi and Dodo.
Have to start wearing some sparkly lip gloss. Paint your nails.
I'm not doing that again. I learned that the hard way.
Gosh.
With painting your nails, that's what I don't get. I don't understand the highlight one, where they paint the one a different color. I just don't get it. Like, if they have red
nails. That's what the trailer trash guide says to do.
I paint my middle finger, you know, a different color.
Yeah, just so it's seen better.
Just to accentuate it. You know, make all these blue and then paint that one.
I can't see it. What about now?
Yeah. Just so you know which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we went down into town. Mom and I were picking up some last little supplies before you guys came. And, I mean, the places were out of toilet paper. But
ridiculous.
Yeah,
go ahead.
A guy did the math on it, and it was.
I did see that. That was incredible.
He talked about. He says if you use 20 sheets for one poop, he goes. He says I saw a lady buy 3 packs of toilet paper. He says I did the math. He says if you use 20 sheets of poop, use some other stuff, but he says if you use 20 sheets of poop, you'd have to go. I think it's like 52 times a day to make that work.
Yeah.
For a month.
Yeah.
It's like, stop panicking.
Well, you know, and the thing is, this virus is not, you know,
52 times a day.
Doesn't produce diarrhea.
No.
You know, what happens when the next one comes along? It's all diarrhea. They're going to run on nasal spray. Because people are stupid. Yes, let me repeat that in the mic. People are stupid.
The alcohol was flowing freely out of those businesses.
Jeez.
Like, man. Beer's selling pretty good. Not Corona's, but everything else.
Actually, I think as much as Corona hates it that it's called coronavirus, I think they're doing well.
They got publicity from it.
Yeah, it's, you know, no pub... All... What is it?
All free publicity. Oh, yeah.
There
all
is no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah. Well, I think the phrase coronacation, which is being bandied about, is good for Corona. Because nothing says a good time like coronacation.
Well, especially like for college-age kids when they find... Oh, most of them, like if they're not compromised, they're going, I'm going to be fine. Might as well have a Corona and make a joke about it.
Yeah.
Just buy a pack and enjoy it.
I think, it's like, I got read corona. This somewhere, is that in times of crisis, one's true nature stands out. That you can really tell what people are made of when they're in a time of crisis. And we're really seeing that of what people are made of when they think that the end of the world's happening. And when they think that some people are going to continue about their business because they know this is not going to happen. But some people are going to panic. You know, we see the true metal and at this point we realize they're nothing but panic.
If they're sure the end of the world is coming, Are they buying that much toilet paper to be packed in or to be burned in? It's a great fire starter, too.
That's true.
Yeah?
Mummification?
Mummification. Or ashification.
Ashification.
You could pack them, you know, pack all the TP around them as packing material. You know, at the end of the world, you might as well light it.
It's a Viking funeral room. Right there. Yeah. Modern day Viking funeral.
Take up a lot less room.
Snowflakes.
You can put them around a tomato plant.
Gosh. Just make those tomatoes taste funny.
Tastes like snowflakes.
Yeah. Burned snowflakes. Look at that, a pile of burned snowflakes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Well, any more offensive opinions?
We've done nothing constructive here, but, you know.
That's the point of this podcast.
Yes, sir.
And the fact that we're quarantined and don't have a lot else to do. Yeah. So it's, you know, when you go for enough four-wheeler rides, it's really cold out there.
It is kind of cold.
Especially when it's breezy.
I'm telling you.
We got gypped.
I went about 5 miles west. It was a very pleasant ride at 25, just putzing up the road. Mm-hmm. And very pleasant ride to
west.
And then turn around and come east at, well, I was probably doing 30 mile an hour in that direction. Coming back, I was at 20 mile an hour and my earlobes about to fall off.
Well, you gotta do is you gotta go west each time. You go west, then you go west, then you go west again.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Like the gal at work. So which way's north? She goes, whatever's in front of my car.
Oh, no.
That's her directional capability. Which way's north? Straight ahead. Oh, you're killing me.
Poor girl.
Yeah. Directionally challenged. Just a reminder which way the bathroom is in the morning.
Anyways.
Alright, I'm gonna do some editing and see if I can post this thing and
see if there's anything usable.
Oh, yeah. It's all usable.
You know, I got it all in there.
It's all in
there. You can't say
this
that.
Might be a family podcast. Yeah. And by family guy,
family guys, full of
it
drunk
stays
guys.
In the family.
They said I couldn't use God or anything, but I do.
So thank you very much, guys, for doing this with me, and hopefully we'll be able to post this a little bit later and not get demonetized or stuff like that.
I doubt it.
You can't demonetize us if we're not getting any money. We're doing this for free.
Yeah, but we might not get dinner.
Oh, there's chili cooking in the other room.
I like chili.
Today?
We're gonna use our 52 sheets of paper tonight, man.
Yeah.
It's gonna hurt.
Nah, it's mom. She couldn't find any chili powder, so we may have to make an illegal town run.
Well, just use paprika.
To one of the essential businesses.
We can have it bland. Yeah.
Oh, God. You gotta have some flavor.
Yeah, we don't make it too hot, but you gotta at least taste it.
Oh, yeah. Bland.
Not
food.
Hamburger soup.
I got some next door.
Oh, good.
Woo-hoo! Got some next door. We're good to go.
Should still use some cayenne pepper. That'd be good.
We got that already. Yeah. I bought some of that a while back.
See, yeah, that's good. Hey!
Swore I'd never touch it again.
There's going to be enough chili in there. Because I can make those pepper things with cheese on it. Okay.
I think we should make one more carrot cake.
I would make it.
You
carrot cake.
I might call your mom make some more carrot cake.
You could have banana cake.
I want carrot cake.
You want carrot cake?
Yeah, I want carrot cake. It was really good.
Carrot banana.
I think I've had four pieces of carrot cake over the past 2 days.
I don't know if I've
had more than that, haven't you?
Pineapple chunks.
Only four? You know there's some left.
I know there is, but
we
have
to warm up for lunch or dinner.
We have to save it.
Hey, there's ribs left. That'd be a good snack.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right, we're setting this off before we go. Thank you for joining us.
The whole house just shook.
Bye.